Welcome, welcome, welcome to the fourth episode of Dane's Delight. I'm your host, Yeti the Great Dane, and let me tell you, I am ridiculously excited to be here. I mean, who wouldn't want to hear the wisdom of a 150-pound furball? Just kidding, folks, let's dive into today's topic, owning multiple Great Danes. Now, if you're thinking about getting more than one of us gigantic fluffballs, you've come to the right place. First of all, if you're the proud owner of a Great Dane, you already know we're not just dogs. We're like living, breathing, drooling pieces of furniture that happen to be the sweetest companions you'll ever meet. Ah, sorry. That was just my squeaky toy trying to chime in on the conversation. Anyway, let's get back to it. So, what's it like owning multiple Great Danes? Well, let me paint you a picture. So let me tell you about my pack. There's me, obviously the handsome, intelligent host of this show. Then there's my daughter Mocha, who thinks every doorway is a personal challenge to her height. I swear she grows 2 inches every time she sees a low-hanging ceiling fan. And don't get me started on her brother, Thor, who's still figuring out that his puppy brain is now operating a horse-sized body. Imagine a house filled with towering, majestic beasts, each one of us thinking we're the star of the show. You've got me, Yeti, the charming and witty one, and then there's my daughter, Mocha. She thinks she's the boss, but we all know I'm the real head honcho around here. Okay, okay, I might be a little biased, but I get to sleep in my human's room, not Mocha or Thor. Now, let's talk about the logistics of owning multiple Great Danes. First off, don't expect to have personal space ever again. I mean, my humans often say they bought a king-sized bed, for me. I mean, who needs a bed frame when you have a Great Dane piled on top of you? And let's not forget about meal times. Oh boy, it's like a scene out of a Stampede documentary. You've got food bowls flying, tails wagging like crazy, and if you're not careful, you might end up as part of the meal yourself. And don't even get me started on playtime. You'll think you've invited a herd of wild horses into your backyard. We run, we leap, we knock over everything in our path. I mean, who knew a simple game of fetch could turn into a minor home renovation project? But you see, despite the chaos, there's nothing quite like the bond between Great Danes. When you own multiple, you get to witness the sweetest moments, like when Thor tries to cuddle up with me, but he forgets he's practically a giraffe. Let's not forget the perks of having a pack. Whenever we go for a walk, we turn heads. People stop, point, and take pictures. It's like walking on a red carpet. And oh boy, the compliments. Look at those majestic creatures, they say. Yeah, we know we're fabulous. But here's the thing, folks, owning multiple Great Danes is not for the faint-hearted. It's not just about the adorable moments, it's also about the responsibility. You'll need to invest in giant-sized treats, a whole lot of food, and, oh, did I mention the grooming? Our fur is like glitter, it gets everywhere. And let's not overlook the vet bills. If you thought a single Great Dane was expensive, try two or three. You might as well start a savings account titled Great Dane Healthcare Fund. But in the end, every ounce of energy, every drool-dripped hug, and every chaotic moment is worth it. Because let's face it, we're not just dogs, we're family, and the best family at that. So, there you have it. The highs, the lows, and the downright hilarious moments of owning multiple Great Danes. Thanks for tuning into Dane's Delight. Before I claim my spot on the couch that's not big enough for all of us, remember to subscribe to Dane's Delight for more giant dog wisdom. And visit our website at grdane.com for more information about living your best Great Dane life. Until next time, this is Yeti reminding you to live large, love bigger, and always check the height of ceiling fans before stretching.